You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Gaza currently has the highest number of child amputees per capita in the world, with over 23,000 children having sustained conflict-related injuries and many thousands facing disabilities and needing long-term rehabilitation. This week it was announced that UNICEF would be launching a groundbreaking project to 3D print prosthetic limbs for war-injured children in Gaza. Thanks to funding from the Federated Islamic Association of New Zealand, or FIANZ. 3D printed prosthetic limbs cost around a sixth of the price of traditional prosthetics and can be made efficiently based on digital measurements taken using a smartphone. To talk about this project, as well as the impacts it could have on children in Gaza, I spoke with the head of communications at UNICEF Aotearoa, Tanya Sawicki-Mead. Can you just quickly summarise the process of events that allowed this project to be possible?
Sure, yeah. So UNICEF was exploring some opportunities to partner with the Federation of Islamic Associations of New Zealand, who are the funders of this project. In collaboration with people on the ground in Gaza, we were able to find an opportunity to fund these incredible cutting-edge prosthetics to support children who have lost limbs in the conflict in Gaza.
How soon can we expect this project to go into effect?
So, as you can imagine, being an active conflict zone, it's really difficult to give strict timeframes about when children will be able to be fitted. But we are already working with people on the ground to start transitioning away from the more traditional forms of prosthetics that are being provided to children and laying the groundwork for the physical rehabilitation and psychosocial support that children will have access to through this project to help them in that transition to having a prosthetic limb.
Why hasn't this kind of project been done before?
Yeah, so the technology that we're using for this project is quite recent. It's an evolution in providing prosthetics for children and adults. The technology is used for people of all ages. It's a fairly recent invention that allows us to produce prosthetics at a much cheaper price and also much faster. And that's really important when you are supporting children, because as they grow, their need for new prosthetics that fit them throughout that process is much higher turnaround than there would be for adults. So it's really partly owing to the collaboration that we're able to do with UNICEF and its partners on the ground, as well as with FIANZ, the funder, but also because of this new technology that is now available.
Gaza currently has the highest number of child amputees per capita in the world. Can you explain the positive impacts this will have on the individual children that have had their limbs amputated?
Yes, so it's really quite incredible what projects are able to do, because they support children who have, you know, endured unimaginable tragedy to make sure that the prosthetic limbs that they are fitted with fit them well and that are updated and are sort of adapted as they grow. So that has a huge ability on children's ability to a huge impact on children's ability to play, to participate in education, to move freely, all the things, you know, which children are entitled to. So it really can have an enormous impact on children's lives to have a well-fitting prosthetic. Obviously, it's the kind of project that is hard to celebrate because the need is so great, and it's horrific to think about the number of children who do need this support. But, being able to provide these kinds of prosthetics, which will really support children's rehabilitation is a really positive thing.
And you talked about the current need for it. Children who are growing up with amputated limbs need new and updated components every 6 months. And part of the upside of this project is that it's intended to vastly improve efficiency and outcomes for children. Could you just explain the areas it's expected to be an improvement?
So like I mentioned before, you know, when children grow, their ability or their need for a new prosthetic grows with them. So the fact that we can produce these prosthetics faster and more quickly means that we can get them prosthetic limbs that fit them and work with their life much faster. So the way it works is that you use a cell phone, a smartphone, to take pictures of their limb to basically map the place that they need the prosthetic, and then that is transmitted back to where the prosthetics are produced. So it reduces the need for children to travel often long distances in a very difficult active conflict zone to make sure that they get the support that they need much faster. So that is a really important sort of innovation of this project.
UNICEF Aotearoa CEO Michelle Sharp has said that the project will go on to become a blueprint for the future. Are there any similar projects that you could see given more funding if this project were to be a success?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, unfortunately, there are thousands of children around the world and in the wider Middle Eastern region who have also sustained conflict-related injuries and who need prosthetic limbs. So our hope is that this project can become a blueprint, can show us how we can work collaboratively with partners on the ground through rehabilitation and mental health support, along with this cutting-edge technology to support children to be able to thrive despite these horrific injuries. So the need is great, both in Gaza but also beyond Gaza, and we are really hopeful that with further support, we can roll this project out further around the world.
And that was Tanya Sawicki-Mead about UNICEF's project to 3D print prosthetic limbs for war-injured children in Gaza.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.